Well, of course, if you look at your television schedules these days, you'll invariably find that about 50% of the stuff is what's called reality television. And of that 50%, a huge amount of it is cooking. And increasingly across the globe, there are programs about obesity. Don't need to tell anybody in this country that we have and are beginning to have a bigger problem with obesity. Who better talk to me about all those topics than Dr. Donal O'Shea, the HSE lead for obesity. Dr. O'Shea, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, George.
Now, here in Ireland, we're familiar with Operation Transformation, and my good pal, Dr. Ciara Kelly, is the doc in charge, as it were. But I discovered a channel called TLC. It's number 125 on your Skybox. And they've got My 600-Pound Life. Then they've got another program called The 3,000-Pound Family. And then they've got another program called My Fat, Fabulous Life. Now, the first one, all the people in this, mostly women, but some men, weigh 600 pounds. That's over 40 stone. Now, I would suggest, and I'm really interested what your thoughts on this are, is that doing that is almost pornographic in my eyes. It's not necessarily helping the people. There used to be a fat lady in the circuses. Do you remember that? It's almost like that. Do you agree or disagree about that?
I do fundamentally agree with you that once you go out to the extreme of the problem, people stop relating to it and they don't think it applies to them. And that's a major concern. And that's, if you like, the single biggest difference between Operation Transformation and almost every other weight loss show on the planet. And there is a difference between Operation Transformation and other programs. But I think a kind of an extension of that, if I may, when celebrity Operation Transformation runs, what happens is the general public watch. The viewing figures are good, but the engagement with the plans of the leaders and the community engagement doesn't happen because people watch celebrity. They don't engage with celebrity. And my concern with the extreme end, you know, my 600-pound life, etc., is that people watch it. They don't apply it to themselves because it applies to, you know, less than 0.01% of the population, and therefore it doesn't engender behavior change. So it's voyeuristic, it's television moments, and it doesn't even help most of the time the participants.
Exactly. That's the point, really, that's very important. It's not helping the participants. These misfortunate people weigh over 40 stone, as I say. They're largely immobile and they are eating gargantuan amounts of food. But I did a bit of investigation into it because, of course, it's television. So they're just looking for audience. So it's also, not only is it voyeuristic for us, but it's exploitative of the people on the programme. And what I discovered was the reason that people come on the programme is they are offered to deal with a surgeon to do the gastric sleeve or whatever you call it. And then also they're told what to say and what to do. So very often what these misfortunate people are saying on the screen is not actually what they believe at all, or the amounts of food they're eating or what they're buying isn't actually what they do anyway. So this is exploitation. Now, surely the worry here, and remember my guest is HSE lead for obesity, Dr. Donal O'Shea. You probably couldn't find very many 600-pound people in Ireland, could you?
We do have in our clinic in Loughlinstown, the scales goes up to 330 kilograms, which is about
close to
700 pounds.
That's right, yeah.
And we have had a number of people over the last couple of years who were unable to weigh on that scales.
Right, okay.
So those people do exist in Ireland. It is sad what happens out at the extreme end of obesity when the body becomes so overloaded with energy that, number one, you can't move. Number two, you can't mobilize that energy, which is how you actually go ahead to lose weight. And, You know, coming back to the point you made about participants being offered a path to surgery if they take part in a television program, then, you know, that's unethical from a medical standpoint.
That's my concern,
and,
you see.
If that were to happen in Ireland, then it would be something that you could actually be reported to the medical council for unethical practice.
Yeah. But Dr. So O'Shea, sorry to cut across you, because I want to talk about something on that for a moment. The thing is here that you and I, and you quite rightly talked about Operation Transformation, right? But you and I would say it'll never happen in Ireland. But I remember saying we'd never have Big Macs and McDonald's in Ireland. You know, I want that dress, apparently, is coming to RTE. We've plucked that from the same TLC channel that is using these poor people who are massively overweight. So there's nothing stopping us that this couldn't come a year or 2 years down the road.
Yeah, well, that's a prospect that horrifies me. I mean, in our clinic in Loughlinstown, we have engaged with some television documentaries. We have a patient group that have volunteered to find a volunteer from within the group to engage with media when required, but we're very careful that it's completely on their terms that they're engaging with the media, that we're not in the loop of contact, and so that.
But I'm
that
talking
the
about the
worry. Yeah. Doesn't happen.
But the worry is there.
The worry is there. The reason to oppose it, from my point of view, is that it makes zero difference to behavior change at a population level. And the role of media in this needs to be to try and engender the kind of changes in people's lifestyles that will improve their health. So Ireland lights up, all the GAA clubs around the country turning their lights on from next Monday night so that people in rural communities can get out and walk in our dark months. I mean, that's really positive. That's community-based. Yeah. And that's making a potentially bigger difference to population health than any of the five leaders. But again, our five leaders are all relatable. They're busy. There's nobody over 20 stone. They're right down to 12 stone, and people are looking, going, well, what is that person doing on Operation Transformation? So it's making the point that overweight and early levels of obesity, that's where you can make a big difference. Sure. Not at the £600 life.
Well, I have, Dr. O'Shea, I have no reason really or want to advertise this programme, but in the sheer sense of how appalled I think people will be. 11 o'clock tonight on Channel 125, which is the TLC channel, my £600 life. It is awful. I think that people are massively exploited, and I fear, because Dr. O'Shea, we're all the same. Like, the lure of television is pernicious, and if somebody comes to you and says, do you want to be a TV star because you're £600, then people in America do it, and there's no reason why people in Ireland wouldn't do it. And we must beware, isn't that so? So you fight the good fight at the HSE, won't you?
Oh, I certainly will. But I do unfortunately accept your point. So I have said over the years, such and such a thing will not happen, and we mustn't let this happen. And, we're talking about, I've spoken recently about obesity surgery for adolescents in Ireland. We now know that we need that. 10 years ago, I was saying, look, this is happening in America. We do not want it happening in Ireland. And now I'm sitting at the planning table saying this now needs to happen in Ireland, because the obesity epidemic has continued to grow, and we need it.
All right, Dr. Donal O'Shea, HSE lead for obesity. Donal, thanks so much for joining me.